The state is already taking $2.5 million from ECOT's monthly checks to pay back $60 million from one audit. And ECOT could be on the hook for $19 million from a subsequent audit. ECOT is fighting those rulings and has cut its budget and laid off 250 workers. State Auditor Dave Yost says if ECOT closes, the Attorney General's office might order the sale of the school's assets and may look at vendors to recover the money.
If ECOT doesn't choose to go after their vendors, I think the state might be able to. And finally, it's not at all clear to me that Mr. Lager might not have some personal liability here.
ECOT's founder, Bill Lager, gets $22 million a year as a vendor for providing software and management services to ECOT. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.